1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 to 10. As we read in verse 7, although Elijah has gone to the Kerith ravine at the will of God, and is provided for by the ravens morning and night, and the brook runs to quench his thirst. Sometime later the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. That's where Elijah is. He's there, miles from anywhere. He's helpless. He's hopeless, it seems. And the brook is dried up. And then verse 8, then, at that very moment, just at the right time, just when he needed it, not a moment before, then the word of the Lord came to him. Praise God. God not only provides for Elijah, he provides at the right time. I know of a person who used to be very fearful of dying, a believer. She was afraid that she would not die well, and she was anxious about it. And an old saint spoke to her and reassured her. My dear, he said, God only gives dying grace to dying men. And so it is with Elijah. Not a moment too soon. Just when he needs it, God steps in. Then the word of the Lord came to him. My brother and sister, don't be anxious. I speak to myself. Don't be over concerned about things. God knows the timing. God's timing is perfect. As for God, his way is perfect. God knows what he's doing. Is that Psalm 18? But God knows his way. God knows his time. And just at the right moment, Elijah is provided for. Though dark be my way, since he is my guide, 'tis his to provide, 'tis mine to obey. Let us wait upon the Lord here. And the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath of Zidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. What a remarkable provision, providing a widow for Elijah. A weak, an unknown woman, a widow woman for this great prophet. God has his ways. In my experience, and surely in yours, brother and sister, God uses the strangest ways and the most odd circumstances and connections to bring good to us. I have commanded a widow in that place. In that place. And the remarkable thing about it is, Luke 4, 25 to 30. Christ made much of it. Zarephath, Sidon, this widow. We're talking about Gentiles. We're talking about pagans. We're talking outside the covenant people. Ahab and the Israelites are under drought. But God is going to provide for Elijah through a Gentile, a pagan. As I say, Christ makes much of this in his first discourse at Nazareth, his hometown, where he was brought up. He preached this, and he also referred to Naaman, the Gentile, both Gentiles, you see. And the congregation, in his first discourse here, what do? They rise up to stone him. They want to throw him over the cliff. They've had enough of him. They hate the thought that God would work through Gentiles and provide for Gentiles. But this is God's way. Provision by the Lord. But I see here that Elijah at once has to go. Go at once. And I read verse 10. So he went to Zarephath. He didn't dilly-dally. He didn't say, well, I think this is a better place, like Lot did. Oh, well, can I go here? Can I go there? This is not really good. No, no. This man is obedient. He hears the word of God. He believes the word of God. He trusts God. And he goes. The command of God is come. And he goes. And he's a nomad. He doesn't belong anymore anywhere. He's traveling, passing through. The old Negro spiritual. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Now, my brother and sister, no doubt most of us are settled. But I hope, spiritually speaking, we do regard ourselves as nomads, that this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Now, I call this discourse trust and obey. You see, the trust is here. The command of God is here. But the obedience is here. So he went to Zarephath. Well, I've just come over the Jordan. I've just come up into this ravine, and now I've got to travel again. This man's always on the move. But brother and sister, we are pilgrims here. If you read Hebrews 11, verses 8 to 10, you will find that Abraham was commanded by God, go out and go in. And this man obeyed, not knowing where he was going. And he went, trusting the word of God. And that's an example of faith. And here, even as the brook dries up, what does Elijah prove? Hosea 2:15, the valley of Achor shall be a door of hope. The valley of suffering, the valley of doubt, the valley of tears, even there God opens a door of hope for Elijah. Hosea 2:15. So it will be for you, brother and sister. The Lord knows the way you are taking, and he will not leave you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Leave me, Lord. Leave me in your righteousness. Make your way straight before my face. Trust in the Lord. Go on obeying him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Proverbs 3:5-6. Psalm 37, verse 23. These are the lessons I see here. These are only seed thoughts. Trust and obey. Circumstances may get very difficult, my brother and sister. The way may become very dark. But God knows the way I take. He knows the way you take. And he will lead you. And he will guide. Then the word of the Lord came to him just at the right time, when he needed it. Go at once to Zarephath, stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. He didn't quibble. Up sticks. So he went to Zarephath. God give us grace. God give you grace, my brother and sister. God give me grace to walk in such fear of the Lord and trust. Here's a hymn by Paul Gerhardt, translated by John Wesley. Give to the winds thy fears. Hope and be undismayed. God hears thy sighs and counts thy tears. God shall lift up thy head. Through waves, through clouds and storms, he gently clears thy way. Wait thou his time. So shall the night soon end in joyous day. He everywhere hath sway. And all things serve his might. His every act pure blessing is, his path unsullied light. When he may spare his arm, what shall his work withstand? When he his people's cause defends, who shall stay his hand? Leave to his sovereign sway, to choose and to command. With wonder filled, and thou shalt own how wise, how strong his hand. Thou comprehend'st him not, yet earth and heaven tell, God sits as sovereign on his throne, he ruleth all things well. Thou seest our weakness, Lord, our hearts are known to thee. O lift thou up the sinking hand, confirm the feeble knee. Let us in life and death boldly thy truth declare, and publish with our latest breath thy love and guardian care. May these few remarks on this short passage in 1 Kings 17 be a blessing to us. May it indeed be that we, brother and sister, today trust. Trust our Lord God. Trust our God and Father through our Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit, and walk in obedience to whatever he commands us. May we trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.